friends. I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Beer Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, where every day is Beer Day until December 25th, and it's getting closer and closer.
Oh, it can't come soon enough, Sarah.
Oh, Jeremy.
But we're sticking with it.
Making merry by yourself with a paper bag. How come you're always drunk on Christmas? How come you...
All right, it's December 16th. December 16th. And I think it's time that we open that door.
All right. I got it.
Go, Jeremy, go. Do it. Do it.
Okay, it's a white can. I'm seeing some little pictures of hops on there. What are we looking at here? White and green.
All right.
A little bit of a seal of some kind at the bottom. Overall, pretty blah design-wise.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the Hallertauer Hopfen Cuvée. It's a German Pilsner with a 5.3% alcohol from the Schloss Brauerei Herrengiersdorf. I'm sure that's exactly how it's supposed to be said.
I mean, that's a household name.
I'm sure that was perfectly said. Schloss Brewery Herrengiersdorf.
Oh yeah, I looked that up. Schloss, I guess, means castle. So
that's
cool. It's interesting to hear like the different. They have things. Some called like private brewery. That's a private brewery. This is a castle brewery. I think our first castle brewery.
That's pretty cool. So according to Beer Tasting Club, this is a golden yellow beer that's mild and light. And changes to spicy and hoppy in the aftertaste.
Do we have any IBUs on this bad boy?
No IBUs. I don't know.
I mean, they may not bother with this style of beer. I mean, they're talking up the hops. There's definitely indication of hops on here, but I'm worried this is just another kind of blah.
Yeah.
Maybe kind of a standard lager beer kind of smell when I opened it up. Big foamy head, pouring out very clear, clear and light. What do we got here? Not a lot on the nose.
Not a lot of smell, yeah.
kind of metallic kind of finish when I just have some of the foam. Oh dear.
Very sour.
For
a just.
It tastes
closer.
Like a. I feel like if someone gave me like a Budweiser that had been in their like basement for a while, that, it might taste kind of like this.
All right. Well, let's do the ratings.
Let's. So, the Hallertauer Hopfen Cuvée, it's, this beer sucks. I mean, I so many of these, you know, so many of these, we've complained about these, a lot of these Helles-style lagers and, like, pilsners, being so like indistinguishable. I think this one really stands out for having quite a nasty, metallic, funky taste. This is garbage. Zero jingle bells.
Yeah, I agree. I usually try to write up a little cute little synopsis of my feelings on each beer, but today I'm just gonna say gross.
Fuck this.
Zero
beer.
JB.
I was thinking I'm not going to give something zero JB unless, like, I'm really just not even going to drink this. Like, if I'm going to go back and finish this,
no,
I'm not
going to.
And I think
just
I may
it
not.
Out. I think it's gross.
This is not good.
All right. Well, and there you have it, folks. December 16th. It's not a good day for the Brewer's Advent Calendar. Maybe just skip that one. But thanks for listening. Adventures in Beer Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewer's Advent Calendar from Costco, is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Brewer's Advent Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The Brewer's Advent Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.
How come you're